Slacker and Steve on demand.
As the self-professed driving guru, I think at some point we just got to devote time to people calling in going, hey, Master Driving Steve.
Yep, that'd be me.
Master Driver, what would you like to be referred to as?
I like it. It's like that Master Builder from the Lego
movies. Oh, yeah, like Master Driver.
Master Driver, I kind of like that. That's pretty cool.
So, Master Driver Steve,
yep.
I have a question that's been posed on the interweb.
Yes, sir.
And I need your expert skills here.
Okay. Let's see. It's a 74 Toyota.
You know, I can actually tell you what kind of car that is.
We did that. You have that gift. We need to do that again.
I'll do it again someday. But yeah. I was in a. Yeah, there's a Rodriguez Body Shop was right by where I was for a long time, and they would every time they. Never mind. I can tell you any car horn of any car.
Looking, just by hearing it. Yeah.
Yes. But here's the question that involves car horns.
Okay.
When's it okay? Because. Oh. Here in America, that sound, in fact, we just played it twice on the air and there's people already angrily calling and tweeting and saying, why'd you do that? Maybe anytime we play this one, hold on.
Oh, we get angry.
Angry.
Because people will stop in traffic, look around.
There's a cop. Okay, well, look around. If nobody's actually honking at you right now.
Exactly.
It's on the radio.
Right.
But in America, people take that sound as an insult.
They do. They're in the wrong. They know they're in the wrong. They got called out publicly. So what do they do? They lash out and flip the other people
off.
Okay,
so what you're saying is if somebody is doing something wrong,
this
is the question, when is it okay to honk? And you're saying if the other driver has missed the fact that the light turned green, can I honk?
No.
You're doing something wrong.
Right.
Why can't, how do I let them know?
Technically, the only time you're allowed to use your horn is if you're about to have some impending danger.
Shut up. That can't be true.
Right, if a car is about to drive on the side of you.
So it's only like a big warning?
That's the only time technically. But like you started to say, dude, in America, we use it for everything.
I'm saying sort of in other countries, they use it twice as much as we do and nobody is butthurt. The horn does not, it's just like, oh. I didn't realize. It's like, you're coming over to my, and nobody's like, F you, man. It's a horn. I didn't call your mom a prostitute.
Exactly.
I just went, beep.
Everybody here takes it personally because, like I said, we're pointing out the fact that you just did something wrong in public and they get embarrassed. They know it and they lash out at everybody else.
What if I see you, my friend, on the street? And I'm in my car.
Absolutely. Dude, that is so dangerous because the other motorists think that...
So I can't use it then?
Uh-uh. Not to get someone's... The only time you get someone's attention is another motorist that's about to put harm on you.
You really believe... You think that's the law?
Yeah.
You might be... I mean, you are the car master, the master car, whatever we called you.
I think that's the only instance that you're supposed to be using.
Then they shouldn't have them on the car. Or they should make it harder to get to.
Right. But everybody uses it to lash out. Everybody uses it to communicate. Everybody uses it for the wrong reason.
You can't, if I need to get into your lane and the person's like jamming out to their songs, I can't beep and go, hey, it's cool. Can I get in here?
Nope.
So just to avoid in Steve, the master driver's opinion.
Yeah.
That's the only original, time.
The original intent. I know. By the way, can I ask you something? You're a musician.
Yes.
Aren't our horns in our country like in a certain key?
Key
or
of
pitch
F, I've been told.
A key of F.
Yes, and I don't know why.
Okay. F.
And you know what? Like the NBC tones are bong, bong, bong. That's in F2.
Okay.
That's like C, A, F. Yeah.
Yeah. So our horns are in the key of...
They are.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter. We should never ever hear them.
Technically
according to Steve. So basically what you're saying is a horn should be the last thing you hear before you collide with something.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if that's not happening...
Exactly.
Don't honk.
Boom! Slacker and Steve.